Well, good evening and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. Well, time for another amazing 7 days reporting of prophecy news headlines. They're dated from the 27th of July through last night, the 2nd of August. Man, it's already August. Unbelievable, man. And it's amazing how fast things are wrapping up, and the culmination of this age is just incredible. So let's get started with society in the United States, and just a couple of things on the economy. Matter of fact, the Feds actually had a monster hike this week. They did it on the 27th, actually. 75 basis points, which is a big, big jump. So that's a sign of desperation to me. They're trying to figure out how to stop this coming economic landslide, if you will. The 28th, it's official, recession 2022. The GDP is second straight quarterly drop. I guess that's the rule they use to declare a recession. Biden still refuses to admit economic crisis. Matter of fact, if they don't like something, they'll change the meaning, and I'll talk about that more in a little bit. Okay, another economic story here on the 30th, recession 2022. Corporations on front lines say deep cracks are forming across the economic landscape here in America as well as the entire world. Retail's dark side. Inventory is now piling up. You know, so the shortage, like, people can't afford to buy the darn stuff. That's really sad. I don't know why I'm laughing. All right, and finally on the economy on the 1st, Wall Street down after the biggest and best month since 2020. So that's kind of interesting. Even though the stock market, to me, is kind of oblivious. It's mostly just the higher, you know, 1% wealth people, you know, shooting money around, seeing what they can do with it. All right, so let's go to just the regular other news. Analysts now say current concessions to transgenderism are reshaping our entire culture. This whole country is changing because of this LGBTQ stuff. What does the Bible say? Well, history proves throughout the Bible and in the world, just basic secular history proves it. Countries that go against the morals of the basic morals of society in the world, they succumb. They end up in the ash heap of human history. In America, of course, you know, biblically, we are just totally 180 degrees out of whack. All right, moving on. U.S. ranchers are selling off their cattle in unprecedented numbers due to drought. It will have enormous implications in 2023 if we make it that far as food supply. Here's a Sodom and Gomorrah story I was just kind of relating to a minute ago. 22 attorneys general are suing the Biden administration over a plan to food assistance only to schools that push transgender policies. That's just nuts, man. If you don't push it, you don't get the dough. Justice Thomas drops teaching at George Washington University amid surge in student protest just because he voted for, you know, for the Roe v. Wade thing, the way the young people didn't like it. So now that he gets so much static, it's not worth it, he quit. All right. Mayor requests National Guard to help with migrants being bused to D.C. I mean, you know, okay, there's another story on that in a minute. I'll finish it up then. Chinese buying massive amounts of U.S. farmland along with Bill Gates. What is going on there, I wonder? Especially by military bases. Interesting. Analysts say U.S. under Biden will soon hit the same energy challenge that the European Union is now facing. I think we're already almost there. Climate groups planning to shut down D.C., attempting to force the government to declare climate emergency. Well, there is a climate emergency, but we call it pestilences of the last days. These are the birth pains that Christ himself prophesied. More Texas counties declare invasion as immigration spiraling out of control. The latest data reveals the truth. 94% of mass shootings occur in gun-free zones. Did you hear that? That doesn't surprise me in the least. USA faces a new era of political violence as threats arise against Congress people, justices, everybody else on high alert now. I mean, it's just very dangerous out there right now, isn't it? And trained, armed, and ready to teach kindergarten. More teachers are carrying guns now. I don't know if I can blame them, man. The FDA admits issues and warns brain swelling, vision loss are among just some of the side effects of puberty blockers that people are giving to young people to change their sex. This stuff just isn't meant for the human body, was a quote from one physician. And obviously, he's right, because it's proving out, isn't it? Okay, excuse me, let's go to the world news. Let's do, I'm going to get a couple of economic stories here. Actually, just one, really. The International Monetary Fund slashes global GDP forecast as the economic outlook grows gloomy and more uncertain by the day. That's across the world. The world's biggest consumer names announced soaring price increases coming after already soaring price increases. So it's not getting, the picture isn't getting any better. There's this economy across the world, guys, is in deep trouble. And we'll soon see the results of that. I think the second half of 2022 is going to be unbelievable. Moving on. China, let's talk wars and rumors. We know this week's been pretty important with the Pelosi thing, and I'll get to that in a minute. But China sending troops and tanks to Russia to help them out. Canada's Trudeau declares war. Wait, I want to talk about the war thing. Excuse me. Let me go to the next page. All right. World economic. Well, that's another thing I want to talk about. Okay, here it is. U.S. and China warships face off in the South China Sea. They're preparing for war. Why? Because of the trip by Mrs. Pelosi. Now, continuing, this is on the 30th, China threat to shoot down Pelosi plane. Warships face off in South China Sea. Live fire drills preparing for battle. Don't say we didn't warn you, the Chinese say. Some say China now isn't too deep to back off. We'll see. On the 1st, she's going. Taiwan readies for conflict. China issues more warnings. UN warns humanity one calculation away from nuclear annihilation. My thought on this is they won't shoot down Pelosi's plane because she's one of their most productive employees. Sorry, I guess I shouldn't have said that, but I did. Okay, and then finally, yesterday, she did land in Taiwan, and China rage is, they're already upset about it, I guess. Beijing now vows to fight to the death. Masses of warships and tanks and planes, and of course the show of force is just building by the moment. And of course we have two carrier groups that are drawn closer there, so I guess we're, you know, not backing down either. I don't know, I don't think this will break out into a war, but we'll see. There are wars and rumors of wars, though, prophesied. Of course, we're seeing it. World braces for a response. So far, the only response so far is China has banned all Taiwanese snack imports. Another attempt at humor, I guess. All right, I just want to go to the general news here. Sorry about my paper noise, but you know how professional I am anyway. So it's not, that's not what I worry about. I want you to just hear the stuff that's going on. All right. Regular stuff. Canada's Trudeau declares war on fertilizer despite desperate pleas from farmers, presses ahead with climate agenda. Putin turns the screws. Gazprom, which is the largest natural gas producer in Russia, unexpectedly halts another Nord Stream turbine, cutting flows to half. Europe gas prices again soar. Now, remember, they cut it off on the 22nd of July, and they said they'd turn it back on, you know, within a week or something, and they did. So everybody said, whew, thank you. I guess that was on the 22nd of July. Well, now they're starting to cut it back. Yep, so we'll see where that goes, because that's really a bad thing for economically for the world as well as the European Union, of course. All right, let me go to the next page. Here we are. World economic. Oh, I want to save that one. Okay, hang on. Germany's biggest city is prepping for looming energy crisis by shutting off warm water, limiting heat, and switching off lighting. That's going to be critical this winter. It really is. And so we'll have to see where that ends up. So, okay. The last thing I want to do is the the wars, you know, world government, a couple of stories on the world government, okay? Let me see here. All right, let me find it. Here's the first one. World Economic Forum, which is the WEF, calls to reduce private vehicles across the world by eliminating ownership. In other words, you won't be able to own a car or whatever if once they get their way. That's what they're saying. So will it happen? I guess we'll see. All right. And so anyway, my paper knows, I know, my guys that run the website get upset with me about it. Oh, well, I'll live. Here's another one. World Economics Forum's Harari. This guy, by the way, is a number one advisor, input person for Charles Schwab of the World Economic Forum, one of the leading people of the Great Reset. And, of course, you'll own nothing and be happy people. He said this. Now, this is their mentality. Animal farming is one of history's worst crimes. He said that in 2021. Unbelievable, man. I'll tell you, that's how they think. Okay. And then I want to go on to the last page. I have a kind of a short report here on just the world government thing. Robert Mueller, former Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations and proponent of Klaus Schwab and his WEF and global constitution, said this. We must move as quickly as possible to a one-world government, a one-world religion, under a one-world leader. Any questions? These are the people that are the globalists that are really starting to take over. Another one, Paul Henri Spaak. He was a former Belgian prime minister and architect of the European Union. He says this, and I quote, "We do not want another committee. We have too many already. What we want is a man of sufficient stature to hold the allegiance of all people and to lift us out of the economic morass into which we're sinking. Send us such a man, and be he God or the devil, we will receive him." End quote. Wow. Did you hear that? Unbelievable. World Economic Forum's Klaus Schwab said this. There are three major threats to globalism. Number one, capitalism. Economically, the nationalist thinking. You will own nothing and be happy, as they're thinking. Personal freedom, individuality, excuse me. He says that's a huge threat to globalism. And finally, the church, of course. Spiritually, you know, the restrainer, the Holy Spirit, that's what's holding things back. He says it must be removed. Time magazine says the Great Reset is the solution to mankind's problems. That's the deception that people are now buying into. Well, it is incredible what's going on, isn't it? Okay, let's move to another upbeat subject, which is pestilence. Earthquakes this week were moderate. We had a 7 over in the Philippines, 7 plus. That's a big one. That was in northern Philippines. There was 1.6 and 35 fives. Nowadays, that's a pretty average thing. Most of them, of course, on the Pacific Rim, of which we live upon, runs down the Oregon coast here. All right. Anyway, so we're talking about historic biblical rainfall hits St. Louis, leaving homes and highways totally underwater. This is happening all over the world. Either it's no rain or too much rain. Drought or floods. Alps glaciers are vanishing at record rate following heat waves over there. And entire towns underwater in Kentucky following apocalyptic flooding, they call it. I'll tell you guys, the pictures, people have gone there and said they've never seen anything like this. Seattle and Portland set records high as intense heat wave bakes the Northwest. We went through about 5 days of that just finished. I guess this coming Sunday's going to be over under again, too. All right, five fires near California-Oregon border explodes overnight to 18,000 acres. A lot of fires. California battles the worst wildfire, the Yosemite fire, this year as flames scorch more than 51,000 acres. Residents flee with just clothes on their backs. Governor Newsom does declare a state of emergency. Fires, of course, we knew that was going to happen with all this lack of snowpack and no rain, etc., etc. And finally, Las Vegas and New Mexico. This is a really scary story. Within 50 days of clean drinking water remain. That's it, 50 days. The state of emergency has been declared. I mean, what's that? What are they going to do? We're talking about millions and millions of people. They're going to have no clean water within less than 2 months. More and more, the world's volcanoes experiencing earthquake clusters, especially the Pacific Rim. Two just went off in Iceland, as a matter of fact, which is not the Pacific Rim, but anyway. All right, so a few stories out of the spiritual persecution subject line. Hope. I want you to, well, let me do that last. Soros-funded serpent idol to replace iconic Robert E. Lee statue in New Orleans. So they're going to put a statue of a serpent. Who does the serpent represent? Satan. Anti-Semitic truth. It is safer for Jews to walk around in Dubai than in New York City. Think about that. The Anglican Church set to reverse opposition to same-sex marriage. Another falls to the Sodom and Gomorrah last days delusion. Aging Pope admits he must slow down or quit. The door opened to his retirement. Believe me when I say this, his replacement will be younger, more left, and more world religion oriented, because that's the kind of people he's put in place to vote somebody in. More on that at another time. I'll do a podcast on that. And finally, 83 religious groups urge the Senate to oppose a same-sex marriage bill. It's an attack on people of faith. And they're right. It totally goes against the Bible. A lot of the denominations don't seem to think about that anymore, but it's the truth. At least there's a few standing up. Good. The Israel, Middle East area, this is, of course, God's time clock. Palestinian Authority now in full-on push to seek full membership in the UN. Well, that's interesting. Question, why are almost all of the Middle East leaders suddenly meeting with Macron? I find that very fascinating. Israel moves closer to cashless society following the latest legislation. So they're kind of leading the world in jumping into this cashless world. Oops, let me go over here. And so that's going to come everywhere soon. I mean, cash will be a thing of the past. It's all going to be chips in our hands and, you know, whatever else. So, all right, let's move to the plandemic. I should say plandemics. Everything's a plandemic nowadays. U.S. leads the world in monkeypox cases. Sodom and Gomorrah strikes again. The reason I say that is obvious, and I'll get a little more to it in a minute. WHO, World Health Organization, declares monkeypox a global health emergency. Facts show just 5 deaths in the entire world, and that 99% of the cases afflicting homosexuals. It's kind of like an AIDS, a new AIDS, if you will. That's what I was talking about, the Sodom and Gomorrah thing in America here. San Francisco declares public health emergency for monkeypox. Boy, there's no surprise there. San Francisco is a modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah. Trust me, I was there for a while, years and years ago, and it was like that. Nobody talked about it much then. Okay, there's one more on the monkeypox. This was on the 1st. It may be too late to stop monkeypox to becoming an epidemic. Cases exploding, especially in the United States and Europe. I know why. Both these areas have the largest LGBTQ percentage. Illinois, New York State of emergency. California declares a state of emergency. So everybody's really freaking out over this monkeypox stuff. All right. All right, let's move on to the other non-pox news here. Dr. Vernon Coleman. I love this statement. He says, only morons wear masks. I tell you, they don't really work. But most of the studies now, except there's a couple of really, I guess, high-level ones that do for certain people, but that's it. In United Kingdom government latest report says fully vaccinated people are more likely to die of COVID-19 than the unvaccinated. Statistics are proving that out more and more every day. Senior physician warns aggressive and unusual cancers are now following COVID vaccinations. They're on the rise in Sweden and now other places as well. Okay. This young bride had this report in a news outlet. She said, quote, 33 dead and sick friends since our wedding only 8 months ago. And I've done the research and all 33 were vaccinated. every one of them. That's just living proof. European Hospitals Federation demands stopping the vax mandate after massive side effects. They see it every day and they're sick of it. They know that this stuff is killing people. It's only going to grow. All right. Growing number of doctors suing vaccinated pushing hospitals due to growing number of side effect deaths and injuries. There it is again. This is here in America. Biden tests positive for COVID again. So much for Paxlovid. It may be too late to stop monkeypox. Oh, I already talked about that. Sorry. Here's the final story. Okay, I'm moving right along. United Kingdom government reports excess deaths data confirm COVID vaccination deaths are now accelerating after 5 months. In other words, if you remember Michael Yeadon, he's a scientist and doctor and everything else. He got about 90 degrees. He was a senior vice president of Pfizer. And he said in the beginning of this vaccination, he says, this will start killing people down the road. And of course, it's now coming true. He was one of the people that helped develop this stuff. And he said it wasn't time, it wasn't ready, testing needed to be done. But we know the rest of the story there, don't we? All right, I'm going to finish up with pure delusion. Hang on, because there's a few pages here. Whoopi Goldberg says Jill Biden should be the Surgeon General because she's an amazing doctor. And of course, she got slaughtered over that because Jill Biden's degree is in education. So much for you, Whoopi. All right. Fire-stricken libs freak out after California militia group provides disaster aid. In other words, they wanted to help, but the liberals were nuts because they were right-wing, of course. YouTuber visited by police for hate crime after claiming pedophiles are bad people. How dare he? I love this. Country star John Rich. His new anti-woke song tells leftists to stick your progress where the sun don't shine. And it hit number one in just hours. That's pretty funny. Some of these country people call it like it is, don't they? Double standard. Reports out of Afghanistan says the Taliban has destroyed the lives of women since taking over. But our woke, liberal, diversity-driven government keeps sending millions to them every month. It's crazy. The chief diversity officer of our State Department right here in America officially releases a statement that says, and you got to listen to this, quote, hiring practices now have developed inside the State Department so that certain candidates can no longer be hired because they have a disability. This is it. They are white men. They are straight white men. They are not of the right religion. End quote. Did you hear that? This is our government. Wow. House lawmakers to receive $10,000 each for security stipends amid rising threats. The majority, however, support defund the police for everybody else. Naturally, big surprise there. Liberal hypocrisy as D.C. and New York City mayors complain about illegal immigration influx. They're saying it's fine as long as it's somewhere else. Our Vice President Kamala Harris goes full groomer, wants LGBTQ teachers to love openly in their classrooms and another. Okay, I'm not even going to try to explain that. She said this in quoting when she was at a meeting. She said, I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit. All I'm going to say is she's number two for the leadership of this country. How we need to pray for our nation, boy. L.A. School District slogan, queer all school year. Well, that's tragic. Newsom, California strikes again. Los Angeles now to recycle bio sludge into tap water. So, L.A.'s people will soon be drinking recycled diarrhea and urine from the tap. I can hardly wait. I should move down there. LGBT organizations now saying babies can ID as transgender. Babies. They can't even talk. Well, now woke liberals want to change monkeypox name. They say it's very unfair to monkeys. These people are so delusional. It's just unbelievable. Joe Biden's statement after COVID recovery. This is, again, our government. Quote, keep wearing masks and getting vaccinated, but you'll probably get infected anyway. Unbelievable. Don't give skeletons a gender or categorize their race, as this is, contributes to white supremacy. This is woke activist demands. Skeletons. Okay, Glenn Beck. This is interesting. Under the Biden alone, the left has tried to redefine women, fetus, domestic terrorists, insurrection, voter suppression, illegal alien, anti-police, and now recession. What a strategy. Yeah, when you lose an argument, just change the dictionary. This modern-day Isaiah 5:20 says this, war is peace, freedom is slavery, and ignorance is strength. Isaiah 5:20 says it'll be the last days when evil will be good and good will be evil. Read it for yourself. Boy, the truth, that was written 2,500 plus years ago. All right. Okay. Oh, by the way, political cartoon relating to this article said, with Biden saying this, this political cartoon showed him saying this, if it walks like a duck, it's a horse. Okay, I gotta move on. Biden says spending $700 billion on Green New Deal will reduce the deficit. I don't even want to talk about that. Pro-Palestine LGBTQ plus Americans are shocked to hear what Palestinians actually think about them. You know, Muslims don't like homosexuality, period, end of story. All right, this is scary. Should Biden not seek re-election? The latest poll shows most likely three candidates, or actually four, are these people. Kamala Harris, number one. Pete Buttigieg, or whatever you pronounce it, is number two. Gavin Newsom out of California is number three. And AOC is in that lineup as well. Ocasio-Cortez, which is totally socialist, communist. It's unbelievable that these kind of people would be even on a list. They should be on a different kind of list. I'll leave that alone. All right, finally, last story. Pro-life now being considered as a hate speech by the left. So if you're pro-life, you're a hate speech person. Okay. All right, guys. I gotta stop because this is getting close to a half hour, and that's not really, I don't like to go past that. So, hey, thanks for bearing with me. Remember, this is very important. If you don't like what I do, please don't tell me. I'm very sensitive. And anyway, I'm being silly. You know what? I'm going to go. I love you guys. And just remember, when you're down to nothing, God's up to something. He really is, because the hope of today is Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you, without the knowledge and accepting Him as your Savior, there is no other hope. That's it. So tell your friends and neighbors. Tell them. Until next time, this is Rhett.